Building Alaska's Future.
Kick it with me, Angelina, your host of Tideline on Wednesday nights, 5 to 7 on KRNN. I play a diverse mix of Americana, country roots rock, and southern swamp stomp. I often have musicians stop by for a chat and a song in the studio. That's Tideline Wednesday nights, 5 to 7 on KRNN 102.7. All right, this is Angelina, your host of Tideline. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's Wednesday night here at KRNN 102.7 FM in Juneau, Alaska. And I have got such a wonderful surprise for you, or maybe it's not a surprise if you've been following our website. In the studio here, I have with us Harrison B.
Good to be here, Angelina. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah.
All right. So, Harrison, tell us a little bit about yourself. We know you're a bluesman.
Yeah. Blues and folk, pretty much any style that was born and raised in the Americas is kind of what I like to get into. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, right outside of a small town called Las Casas. I've been up here in Juneau before. This is my second time through. I guess I was up here last summer, spending about 5 months. Worked on a zip line, actually, in town, so that was a good time.
Oh, I love zip line.
Oh, yeah. It really is a good time, so I have no qualms with that place. But, yeah, enjoyed it and went home after I left here, kind of cut my teeth on some of these bars around town, and went home, recorded a full record starting in January. It's the Harrison BLP, which is available online. You can find it a couple different ways, actually, on my pages, and we'll get to that later. But recorded that in my hometown with a guy named Taylor Leonardo over at Spring Street Studios, and then got it mastered up in Nashville on Music Row by a man named Daniel Scobie. Had a bunch of good musicians on there. People did a phenomenal job, so I'm really excited to get back up north. This was the first place I wanted to come to kick it off. And so I did my release in my hometown and came up here, and I got tour dates all the way up through Anchorage and prospectively through Talkeetna. So really excited about getting out and playing.
That's excellent. Yeah. Well, we're so glad to have you here in Alaska.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great. So you wrote all the music on this?
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they're all originals.
All right. So you said you came up to Alaska to work, mm-hmm. and then you're coming here to kind of kick off your tour. As we kind of get to some of the music a little bit later, I know you had mentioned one was kind of inspired here in Juneau.
Sure,
so
yeah.
We've got that one coming up.
We sure do.
So I guess, what do you want to start us off with?
I'd like to go ahead and if we could just get to some of the music, maybe play one off the record if that's cool with you.
Absolutely. So easygoing here.
So this first track, it's titled Freedom. The story behind this one, I wrote it in Africa, actually. I went over there and kind of was blown away. I was in Uganda at all the different ways that people were living. They were doing things. But at the same time, I was hit with this overwhelming sense of unity amongst the board, and that no matter who you are and kind of what system or place you were born into or you're existing in, that essentially it boils down to you're fighting for a couple of things. And one of those is your personal freedom. And that can happen on all types of levels. And I think that is what this song was kind of about. And I think I did an okay job expressing it. I'm really excited about it. Some great musicians on there. A good friend of mine, Joey Fletcher, plays the slide guitar on it. So
nice.
You'll hear it. It's a good job. So go ahead and kick it off. This one's Freedom off the Harrison BLP.
All right, here we go.
In a big old helping hand, I'll take my spot in front of a big old four piece band.
I grab the microphone.
Given a choice when a boys in a big old four piece band. Every day I'm talking, walking, begging, stealing my freedom.
Freedom.
My freedom.
Thank you.
long time before. Every day is big and steel and stark and bleeding. Am I talking right? And I'm working, I do the thing I think it's like. And I'm feeling kinda hungry, I should grab a bite. And as I'm dealing with the dealing, yeah, I've all this plight. I discovered the work that these shades are like. And I begin to notice that I lost my sight. Pick up a hammer and I start to write. On the stone of the world, I know while I'm working and I'm rolling around, yeah, and all this light. Till I cross the world in the dead of night. And I won't stop, won't stop till the end.
That was Freedom, Harrison B. That was, you are a madman on vocals.
Wow, I think that's a compliment, so I'm going to go ahead and take it as one.
Absolutely.
How about that, Angela?
That is absolutely a high compliment. You have
you.
Mad skills on there.
Thank you.
So, I was taking a look at the album cover in the back here, and you've got a whole slew of people on vocals. I mean, it must have all been packed in there.
Oh, it was, man, that worked out. It was all about, and I found out more and more about how networking kind of comes into play and that sort of things. But Murfreesboro is kind of a smaller scene, and that's where this record was recorded, just right outside of Nashville. And these were all people that I myself or the producer named Taylor or my friend Joey, we all knew that we're in bands all around. And so we kind of, once we got this project started, we were like, you know, you call somebody up and tell them, hey, we've got a great spot for some backups on this. And they come in and do it. Before you know it, we had pretty much the whole Murfreesboro scene in there. And we really just enjoyed it, had fun with it, and everybody got to do their part. So.
Oh, yeah. It sounds great. You can tell people are really enjoying it, enjoying themselves, having a good time. Sounds like a party going on.
It was. It really
was.
Great. Yeah.
All right. So the next song you want to play, set us up for us.
Sure. This next one's called Ink, and I sat on this tune for about 2 years, and the way that I write music is I don't feel like I write it at all. It all just kind of pops into my head as one giant idea, and so this one was absolutely no exception to that rule, and I remember hearing it, and at the time I played a little bit different style of music. I was really intent on making it on the Nashville singer-songwriter circuit, so I was catering my tunes toward that way. And I knew that wouldn't fit into my style, and so I stepped away after I redeveloped myself and kind of came back with this record. I knew I had to go back and pull that one out of the hat. And so it's funky, it's fast moving, and I love everything about it. It has some great horns on this one. You gotta love horns. If you don't like horns, there's something wrong with you. That's what I think.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't like horns, then you don't listen to my show, because I always have something that's got a trumpet, a trombone. I love it.
There you go.
I love it. I saw that and I was like,
sure.
Ink. A trumpet? Trombone? Okay, I think I'm going to like this one.
Yeah, that horn arrangement, the arrangement's done by the saxophonist Josh Dunlap, and the lead instrument, the trumpet there, is going to be Brian Potter is his name. So
perfect.
Good cats, great musicians, too.
All right, well, let's get to it. Here we go. This is Harrison B., Ink.
Slow and cool, what to do, man. I didn't think I threw it, sir. Man, I don't know just what to do. And man, how about you? When you're looking so tough in your sleeve tattoo, yeah, that's the type of look that I could get. I need to get some ink, man. I said, I need to get some ink. Pick out your favorite brand of label. Cause I'm down on the table, man. Now tell me what you think. I need to get some ink, man. Johnny's not as who I do read, and that's a lot on me, and I'm not
beats, explaining what it means to every dude I see. Man, I got a quiet and I'm pissing like a sniper on a mission. And I can send my thoughts 40 ink into a mission. I gotta beat him straight down to the bottom. It can't be stopped, slow by soul departed. And I don't know just what to do. And man, I'm a two when you're looking so tough in your sleeve tattoo. Yeah, that's the type of look I could give you. I need to get some ink. I said I need to get some ink. Pick out your favorite brand of labels. Now tell me what you think. I said I need to get some ink. I said I need to get some ink. Pick out your favorite brand of labels. Now tell me what you think. Go on and tell me. I need to get some meat. Pick out your favorite brand of label. And lay down on the table, man. Now tell me what you think. I said I need to get some meat, man.
Programming support comes from Alaska Wilderness League, dedicated to a balanced future for the Tongass National Forest that supports Alaskan communities while working to manage natural resources responsibly. More information online at alaskawild.org.
All right, we are back. This is Angelina, your host of Tideline of KRNN. And if you're just tuning in, we have the pleasure of having Harrison B. in the studio with us.
Mm-hmm. And a lovely day here in Juneau that it is. A, that it's not raining. B, it's over 60. I'm digging it. I want to go outside.
I know. I wish we could move this outside.
Seriously.
That'd be great.
I'll tell you what, though, back home, we couldn't catch a weather break below the 90s for last minute, as long as I could remember. So this is heaven to me. I can wear a jacket and actually enjoy it. So I'm right where I want to be, for sure.
Yeah, it's been pretty hot down south.
Mm.
We're listening to some of your, you have a new, this is the Harrison B. LP that we're
right.
listening to some tracks from, and we just heard Ink.
Yeah.
And then also before that we heard Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll keep moving through this a little bit. And, tell us a little bit about, you planned a tour.
Yes.
You said you kind of kicked off the CD release back in your hometown of Las Casas, Tennessee.
That's
near
right.
Nashville.
That's right.
Excellent.
Yeah. And, you know, the way that it worked is after I finished up writing and recorded this thing, I really, you know, obviously had spent some money on it, put some time and effort into it. And I really wanted to go to a place where I felt like I could do well. And I had spent some time up here before playing and had good responses and really just enjoyed playing in a place that I felt was receptive, if for no other reason, that you couldn't throw a stick 10 feet and not hit somebody who can play it like in Nashville. That's the way it goes. If you don't want to, you know, if you can't do it, somebody right next to you can. And so I feel like coming up here, I really appreciate the way that it's handled and the way that people kind of come out and support it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a real simple choice for me. And, you know, I think about how crazy it sounds to fly 4,000 miles away from where you are and to play music. But at the same time, for me personally, it wasn't crazy at all. So starting it off on Saturday, I guess, is my first show. I'm playing a full concert for the University of Alaska Southeast. That's going to be at the Rec Center Auditorium, starting music about 7 o'clock. And I'm really excited about that set. Been rehearsing with a couple of local musicians up here, Cole Paramore and Ryan Cortez. They're going to be playing some percussion and other instruments for me, and man, we've got a great sound going, so I'm excited to share it. Also doing an acoustic set out there on Monday. That'll be, I guess, the 5th. So those are my two shows out there. Then I'm playing at a couple spots over on Douglas, Louise, and the Island Pub twice, I guess, And of course, I'll be stopping in the Alaskan a couple times and playing the open mic. But then I'm heading up to Anchorage. So, yeah, if you want some Anchorage info, I can give that later on. But around here, that's probably going to be where you can find me. And on the street, I'm going to do some street playing.
You're going to be busking.
Yeah.
All right. Great. So let's see. Let me just recap that. So Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the University Rec Center.
That's right.
You're playing a full set.
Full set. Full band set.
Full band set. Mm-hmm. That should be awesome. Mm-hmm. And then Monday also at the university.
Yeah.
What time on Monday?
It's probably going to start up around 7:30 or 8.
7:30, 8.
Yeah. And that's going to be over towards the housing lodge, I guess. Students are moving back. I'm trying to help them out, give them some events and stuff. And
excellent.
Yeah, so that one's going to be an acoustic set. I'm going to play probably two or three really what I consider unique covers at UAS. Be covering some Bill Withers and some other things that I feel like are kind of towards the middle of his collection. Definitely not all the way up top, but really excited about both, all original on that housing show. So
great.
It's gonna be good.
And then you said you might stop by Douglas Island, hit Louie's and Island Pub, right?
Playing Louie's, that's right.
When are you going to be at Louie's?
Oh, man, let me look.
Oh, you can always look at that a little bit later.
So you'll be sure it's the 16th.
Yeah, I think.
What day is that? No, that's a Tuesday. It's the 19th, without question.
Okay, yeah. So Louie's on the 19th. Everybody got their pens writing this down. And then the Island Pub, I think you're there on a...
Island Pub's going to be the 10th and the 17th, and it was the 16th. The 16th out at Louie's. Yeah.
Oh, 16th, all right.
So those are Fridays and Saturdays is what it is.
Great.
But two consecutive Saturdays out of there.
Okay, great. You're kind of kicking around town and really playing a lot. That's awesome. So lots of opportunities to get out and support you. I know Juno loves live music and supporting musicians who are just, I mean, it's... I got to say, I think I can speak for all of Juno. We appreciate you coming here and kicking off your album and, you know, I wish you all the best.
Sure. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. So, okay, let's get back to the music.
Sure.
So we're going to play another few tunes off your new album here.
Sure.
And tell us a little bit about Busted String Blues.
Busted,
I think that's
String
the next
Blues.
One.
Yeah, this is it. And so for me... this is probably one of the most grassroots tracks off the album. I did an original recording of this and then kind of took that and extrapolated it into a well-produced version. This is just an openly tuned five-string guitar and a big bassy piano. And there's actually some percussion in there. And Angeline, I tell you what, if you can guess what it is, I will leave you a CD for free. How about that? What do you say?
No pressure. So listening audience, help me out. If you can guess it, just silently text me or call me at the station.
There we go. I'll tell you, it has to do with fire. How about that?
Fire.
It has to do with fire. There's a hint for you. But Busted String Blues, I love it. This is me getting back to what I really enjoy, this grassroots blues stuff. So I hope y'all get it.
All right. So I've got the right song queued up. Here we go. Busted String Blues, Harrison B.
Trying to lay on down, I held on to everyone of my own, out of my own. I walk myself into Memphis. If I could only find the right pair of shoes, but I ain't got no time for nothing. All I got here is these busted string of blues. Try and tell me what I already know. You done sold me, control me, and told me where to go. But I ain't buying it. But you just a bum 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 begging me to choose. Oh yeah. But I ain't got no money to afford it. All I got is these busted string of blues.
train. It couldn't get any harder. And get these shoes from my legs. And get this soul somehow in water. I mean, what do I have to lose? But these bars, a string of blues. Let's get out there and burn some gasoline. Let's burn some gasoline. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. And sing it out. Time, now follow me.
Programming support comes from Alaska Wilderness League, working to conserve Alaska's lands and waters by engaging and educating the public, and working to provide Alaskans a voice in our nation's capital. More information online at alaskawild.org.
All right, that was Busted String Blues by Harrison B., who has joined us here in the studio, in the KRNN studio. And Harrison, I believe you did call me out on a little, was it a little wager? Or?
Well, I mean, I just offered up a challenge. Yeah. I didn't know if you were up to it today or not.
Yeah, and what do you want to report back to our listening audience? I think, let me just recap if you weren't listening. Harrison B. said, you know, he played kind of an interesting percussion. He gave me a hint. He said it was fire. And I asked with no help from the listening audience. I just want to preface this.
Listen at her crying on herself.
You guys totally left me out cold. Nobody called me. Nobody texted me. Nobody sent me any kind of message saying, hey, I know what it is. So tell them, how'd I do, Harrison?
You not only guessed that it's a Zippo lighter, but then you proceeded to pull one from your purse and present it to me. And we talked about it. It's a beautiful Zippo, by the way.
And I'm like, dude, you got to play this for me.
Sadly, there ain't much to playing a Zippo. You open it, you click it, you close it. That's about all there is.
Yeah, as long as you don't light yourself on fire. Yeah. So none of that happened on this song. Nobody was hurt in the making of this song, I'd just like to say.
No paper was burned.
So how'd you get the idea to play a Zippo in this song? Because that's pretty unique.
Sure. When I did the original recording, I was using a Zippo as a slide, actually. And so I played the Zippo on the guitar and used it as a slide, and I had it in this little, I guess where I was going to school, I was down in one of the little piano practice rooms for music majors, which I wasn't, but I just loved going down there, and it's all I had, and I needed some kind of beat. I had clapping and stomping. I wanted something else, and so I was like, well, I'll just play this. So you open it, click it, and close it on beat, and you got yourself a little cadence. So that was it.
Who knew? Here for years, I've been trying to, I mean, I've had guitar lessons, I'm trying to learn my trumpet, and who knew that I've got a Zippo?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a ready-made instrument
right on me.
I'm ready. If anyone needs backup, I'm here. As long as I don't light my hair on fire. So, I got to tell you, earlier Harrison was telling me he's got a story about his guitar. Is this the time for the story, or do we need to wait a song? Or?
You know, we can wait a song.
We'll
wait till I start playing live. We'll start talking about that.
Okay.
About that.
All
sure.
right. So the next song we're going to play off your new debut LP is called Lately I.
Lately,
what do you want to tell us about that?
Lately I was written here in Juneau. That's the best part, I guess, about
Fantastic.
Getting to play it here and enjoying it here. The story on it goes. And a lot of my friends know this history of Lately I because they kind of sat around and listened to me beller it in all types of terrible ways before it finally came to be a good song. But I was a buddy of mine, Russ Williamson. He was working up here last year too, and he was a trumpet player. We played around town a bunch, and kind of as a duo or a threesome with a drummer. And I was sitting over on his couch, man, and I just started playing the chord progression and just got to thinking and came up with that little phrase, Lately I, and all the things that had changed for me that, you know, were kind of different, and they were all positives. And But for, like I said, 2 or 3 weeks, I'd go down to the Alaska and play the open mic with it, and all I had was the hook, the little Lately I part. Mm-hmm. Everything else in between, I'd just, like, pick out a friend in the crowd and start singing about them for a minute, freestyling about, you know, people serving drinks at the bar and what Elgin was doing. So finally, after a while, I was like, well, I'm going to actually write this thing. So I did. Really love the way it comes out. Put a saxophone on this one, got a couple of good friends singing some backup vocals on it. So it's smooth, and a lot of people think this one's about girls, but if you listen closely, there isn't one single reference to women in the whole darn thing.
Is it Lately I Have a Parched Drink? I mean, Lately I, Elgin could use another.
You know, he'd probably give me one for free if I'd wrote about that, but it's not.
All right, well.
You'll hear it.
I think we should let folks hear what Lately You have been thinking about. All right, here we go. Harrison B., Lately I.
Take my two left feet and I keep the beat, man. I keep a sweet soul. Now please let me finish. Ain't it funny how a groove can change your whole world? Yeah. And ain't it funny what I do? Lately, I feel like dancing. Lately, I feel like moving in clothes. Lately, I shake it on, shake it on down. Lately, I doubt and tools will ever think. I believe, man, I'll believe most anything, yeah. I can feel it. So I say, hey, man, those grooves, man, those stones, man, well, are they even worth singing? I say, no, man, no, no, well, no, no, less. Yeah, you sing with something feeling. Listen to me, y'all. Ain't it funny how a groove contains your home? Whoa.
Broadcast support comes from McDonald's, now serving mango pineapple smoothies at McDonald's, open daily in Juneau on Trout Street in the Valley.
All right, that is Harrison B. with Lately I. Mm-hmm. And we've got Harrison here in the studio at KRNN. Such a pleasure to have you here. It's been fun kind of moving through your new LP.
Yeah, it has. And once again, don't let me understate how much I appreciate you having me in and the opportunity to come and play with you guys. So.
Oh, this is a blast. This is exactly what we like to do.
Well, good.
Here. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. We love having musicians come on and it's a nice opportunity for you to kind of showcase your talent and for folks who may not be familiar with your music to learn a little bit more. And maybe there are, like you said, you probably have friends who are listening like, I didn't know that, or that's how he came up with that song. I didn't know that song was about me.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Hopefully we don't have any of those kind of confessions going on today.
You never know.
You do never know. It's a crazy world.
So just to kind of remind folks, if you're just tuning in, this is Harrison B., and he comes from outside of Nashville, from a nice little small town, mm-hmm. Las Casas.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love my home state. I really do. And I got a song up online called Tennessee. I haven't recorded it. It is still unrecorded, but it's on YouTube. You can find it on my Reverb Nation site. You can find it. That's at reverbnation.com/Harrison B. You can find that on Facebook. Just search Harrison B. Musician. It'll pop up. And me and a buddy of mine, a real good friend of mine, we went out at sunrise out in Tennessee and shot this footage. And it's just, even if you want to mute the track, that's fine, whatever, if you don't like the song. But the video itself is just, it's just beautiful stuff. And it breaks my heart every time I see it. So.
It's beautiful. I did see it. Yeah. I watched both. You have a couple of videos on your Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
.com site, and it was beautiful, and it was really fun to watch.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We had a good time doing it, but that's kind of my information central, is that reverbnation.com/Harrison B, and also at Facebook, if you look up Harrison B, you can purchase that record. It's on Amazon.com. It's on CD Baby. It's going to be popping up on iTunes within the week, and then you can also mail order a physical disc if you want to do that. I've autographed some stuff that'll come out with it too, in each package, trying to make it a little bit more personal than just sending you a copy. So, so it's fully available for anything that you want out of it.
That's great. Yeah. So on the reverbnation.com site, you can also you can preview and hear the songs. Mm-hmm. You can watch a couple of videos, and also see your upcoming show schedule,
yes.
Which I know is reflecting your Juno shows that mm-hmm. are coming up. We just to kind of mention that again, you've got a show this Saturday night at 7
yes.
o'clock at the University Rec Center,
mm-hmm.
starting at 7 o'clock. And then also Monday night, you're going to do one kind of around the Housing Lodge.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're going to kind of hit Douglas Island. Hitting up Douglas
down
the next
corner.
Week. Yep.
Pretty excited about that. The Island Pubs, it's a great spot. I had a good time out there last year, and they take care of you, so I like to take care of them. So
fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And then also you'll be hitting the Alaskan too, I think.
Yeah,
you said.
This Thursday I'm going to stop in and play that open mic just for a minute. So that'll start up probably around 11. And try and squeeze in there a couple times. We just had some booking conflicts trying to get it in order, or else I would have been there already for a full show. So,
all right,
what's going on with that.
It's going to be great having you here.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, this is the last song we're going to play off the LP, and then
yeah.
you're going to play some live stuff.
Yeah.
And so... tell us a little bit about this last song.
Sure. This last song is titled Thieves of Our Fathers. And when I originally went to record this, even when I started recording this disc, I had 6 songs that didn't even make it onto the record. We recorded them about halfway, and I scrapped them because I didn't think that's what should be on it. And this last one, original idea was that it was going to have 0 production on it whatsoever. It was going to be an acoustic guitar and a voice, and that was going to be it. But then I woke up one morning and I realized that I was doing the song a disservice, and my ego was getting in the way, that I wanted it to be grassroots. I wanted. And I realized that the song was calling for something completely different, and I heard it in my head and I knew it had to be done. And so it ended up being the song with the most production on it out of the whole track. And so you'll hear some interesting sounds. Did a human beatbox on it and a couple other percussive things.
Nice.
But it's a beautiful song. It's all about the continuity of life and how that circle flows around and how we're all taken from each other all the time.
All right, well, that sounds beautiful. And we're going to go ahead and take a listen to Thieves of Our Fathers.
oh man, over yonder. A thief of our fathers, a man just like you. And there's a man, a man over yonder, a provider to our daughter. A man just like you. All he wants, and all he wants, is life just like you. Taken by our fathers, taken for you. And there's a land, a land over yonder, a land for our daughters. A land just for you. All in one. All in one. Is to be one with you.
That's Harrison B. and We just heard your song Thieves of Our Fathers, and that's off your new debut LP, the Harrison B LP.
That's right.
We've got Harrison here in the studio, in the KRNN studio here in Juneau, Alaska. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's good and to be here.
We've kind of gone through your not the entire album, but we played several songs off this. And you're doing kind of a CD release tour around Southeast and then heading up to Anchorage. Mm-hmm. And now you're actually gearing up your guitar play a little bit for us. Tell us a little bit about what you're planning to play.
Sure. So I've done a lot of writing on post-record. I mean, you always got to be coming up with some new material. And I got three songs I'm pretty excited about. A couple of them are brand new, so if you guys don't mind, I'm going to practice them on the air. How about that, Angel? Does it sound good?
Oh, my God, I love it. You heard it first here on KRNN.
Yeah, these are definitely, I guess, two of the three. Yeah, this will be the first time I've played them for anybody, so really excited about that.
Wow.
And, and I'll tell you what, getting back to that guitar, I'm privileged to play a 1959 Gibson J45. The story behind it goes is, I was playing in a small bar in Tullahoma, Tennessee, and I busted a string, as far as ironies go, while playing, and had to cut my set short. And this older lady, she came up, she asked me, if I really enjoyed your set, if I went and got my father's guitar, would you keep playing? And I said, if you're gonna go through all that trouble, of course. And she leaves for a while, leaves the bar, comes back like 15 minutes later, and she comes walking in with this case. And she says, you know, this thing hasn't even been out of the closet since 1989. I don't even know what it's going to look like.
Oh, my God.
So I cracked it open, and there was a 59 Gibson in it, and I just didn't skip a beat. Hopped up and started playing. And, just had a connection with it. And when I got down, she said, you know, and it spoke to me more of when you're opening up and when people open up to you, how beautiful things can be. And it just happened to work out in my favor this once. But, she just said, you know, my father's name was Junior, who bought and owned, single owner of the guitar since 1959. And, she said he was a bluegrass musician. He drove around and played. That's what he did. And I think it would be doing him a disservice to leave it sitting in the closet. I want you to take it and keep it. Just promise me you'll enjoy it and be sure that you share it with other people. And so that was what it was about. And, you know, I refused a couple of times, but she insisted. And I can honestly say that, you know, I'd fight for this one. This is... This is a part of me, so really excited.
That is an amazing story, and I got to tell you, it is a gorgeous guitar.
Thank you very much. I'm proud of it. His name's Junior. He's got rattlesnake rattlers in the body, of all things, apparently.
Yeah.
That used to be a relic back then. They thought it was good luck, so they're still in there. Some
That's
dead
great.
Rattlesnake from the 50s rocking around.
All right.
Here.
Okay.
Sure. So this first song I'm going to play is going to be called The Other Side. I hope you guys enjoy.
All right.
Yeah, I said the city stood far, man, the city stood tall. I'm with my mother standing up on the wall. Said the wolf came through, said, man, he blew down my shelter. Someday helter and someday skelter. Then the forest and the trees came alive, releasing the evil deep down from the inside. Yeah, I got a rope around my waist and a dagger in my hand. A stranger hanging in some warlands. She said, I'll lower you down and I'll meet you on the other side. Yeah, I'm gonna lower you down and I'll meet you on the other side. It's been a while now, but boy, you ain't a child now. Yeah, I'm gonna lower you down, and I'll meet you on the other side. Yeah, the other side. My toes touch the ground. I pulled my dagger and I waved it around. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what it's all about, man. And who's for the north?
Who's for the south? So I chose an opponent and my form was fine. As the blade sinking, I just froze in time. Cause I made my decision. Cause standing in the middle of a compass, I find you nowhere, man. I'm gonna lower you down and I'll meet you on the other side. Yeah, I'm gonna lower you down and I'll meet you on the other side. Yeah, it's been a while now, but you ain't no child now. Yeah, I'm gonna lower you down and I'll meet you on the other side. On the other side. Oh, city stood tall, and I'm standing with my mother up on the wall.
Wow, that was great.
Thank you.
That was that was a power vocal song. That was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really proud of that. I'm really excited to be playing it around, and first in a line of many that I'm trying to become more percussive with my delivery vocally, and so I feel like that one's right in the vein of where I'm trying to go as an artist.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
So that was your debut play?
That was a debut play of The Other Side right there.
The Other Side.
Yeah.
All right.
And you can check it out full band on Saturday. We'll definitely be playing that one. So we've been working on all the new material. It's really good. Those boys have been working their tails off trying to get it right with me, so we've had a good time.
Well, you know, all your work's paying off.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was great. So, okay, what else? What's your next song? You said you've got a couple of new ones.
Yeah, this one's new too. This song is called "Keep It Moving," and so it's definitely a blues style drive rhythm, but still with, and the way it's so funny to talk about all these different genres because I try and pigeonhole myself in a box time after time, but I love so many different things about so many different styles of music that I find myself pulling my favorite from blues, my favorite from folk, my favorite from soul, all these different elements, whether it be delivery or chord progression or tempo, and kind of mashing them up together. And this one's definitely in the vein of that. It's called "Keep It Moving," so I hope y'all enjoy it.
All right, here we go.
Protections, they turn and call out my name. Yeah, I'm the apple that's calling back up the family tree. I'm running for the porch, crying like I just get my knee. Would need love, I got happy, or maybe I went insane. It makes no matter, no difference, man, we gon' all die the same. So keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving along. Yeah, keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. Keep it moving, say keep it moving, man, we're moving along. He said, man, I know what I'm supposed to do. Hey, man, I've been too. I'm sick and tired of the judging about what's wrong and what's right. I see 10,000 raindrops and 1,000 headlights. You may see one way to do it. You may be a shy caller, but what matters the most, man, is that this life and that water staying same on my blessings, man. Yeah, cause one day I know God above, he gon' ask me what you use them for. Well, with my voice I move mountains, with my hands I'll strike iron, and with my eyes I'll seek truth, man, and feet to seek out the lies. So keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving along. Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep
it moving along. Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving along. He said, man, I know what I'm supposed to do. Amen, I'll be too. I'll be too. Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving along. And keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving along. Keep it moving, keep it moving, yeah, we're moving along. Is it me? I know what I'm supposed to do. Amen, I'll bounce too.
Awesome. I'm still dancing in here. That was like my foot just started going. I'm like, oh my God, I love this one. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
I hope that makes it on the next album.
It will, for sure. I love that one.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, we play that. We work a wah into it, man, and it just gives a whole different layer to it. So
that's great. That's
really
a lot of fun.
About playing that one live, man. Yeah.
That's great. So you're kind of talking about how you know you're influenced by all these different genres of music.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about when you kind of got started songwriting and playing, and what were some of the artists that influenced you?
Sure. Okay.
That still do, or you're
absolutely.
Just like ooh.
My journey really began with a band out of England called Muse.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of them. And it's totally nothing like anything that I play, but their energy and the way that they were able to incite and invoke such emotion with song and word was something that I just couldn't get enough of. And so I went through a phase of really, really being big on them. But I went from that, and for whatever reason, it led me back to blues. And I guess it just kind of all came down to this 1-4-5 and all this music and how you could do so much with it, and you can change the progression. And I know that may be a term that some of you don't know, but 1-4-5 is essentially whatever, if it's pop music, if it's bluegrass music, if it's folk, jazz, blues, whatever, unless it is classically composed in the sense that it has multiple different progressions and changes, you're listening to a 1-4-5,
yep.
Whether you know it or not. And I guess to me, I just thought there was so much power in that. And and so I started getting deep into it, and I really became fans of guys like, you know, Lightning Hopkins and Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson, you know, all the ones that you go to back to basics. And just listening to what they did was just these grassroots accordion with guitar and voice. And from there, a good friend of mine, Tim Pepper, was playing around town, and he's a really talented guy. And I loved he kind of introduced me to folk because, I mean, I came up in a great family, don't get me wrong, but music was never really a big thing. Like, my father and mother, they didn't play. My mom played the piano, but she, you know, was like you would if you took lessons when you were young and you didn't pick it up anymore. And I just kind of was, my love for it was born naturally. And that's one thing about my playing that I think is part of my signature style, if I could say that I had one, is that a lot of it I've trained myself on. I taught myself how to play guitar. I don't have a vocal background or anything. It's one of those things that I wanted to come intrinsically as opposed to extrinsically. And I like to pick up pieces of knowledge here and there, or pick up a cover song here or there, how somebody plays it, and then turn that into how it works for me, how I hear it, how it comes out of my hands naturally, instead of trying to force it back into this box that it did for somebody else. And so, a lot of it really just taking these folk and blues and jazz. I love... Well, I'm blabbering now, but I'll just break it down for you. I love the soul of blues. I love the movement of jazz. I love the percussiveness and the ability to get people excited that hip-hop brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I also love the storytelling of folk. And so I try and take the best aspects, those are what I consider the best aspects of all those different genres, and pack it into something else. So that's what I try and do.
I just have to say, well said. That's fantastic, and it shows through your music. And what a pleasure. If you're just tuning in, you're tuned in to KRNN 102.7 FM here in Juneau, Alaska, and this is Angelina, your host of Tideline, and I have the distinct pleasure of having Harrison B here in the studio, and he's been playing a few songs live. The first half of the show, we played several tracks off your debut album, the Harrison B. LP. Mm-hmm. And Harrison came up from Tennessee. He is here in Alaska. He's going to play several shows around Juneau. So you have many opportunities to catch him. And I definitely highly recommend you get out there and see him. He's such a pleasure to listen to play. Very nice guy, if you've been listening. He loves Juno.
I do.
Lots of love going on. Yeah, yeah. So you'll be playing at the university at the Rec Center Saturday mm-hmm. night around 7 with a full band.
Full band.
Mm-hmm. And then also Monday night at the university. And then you're going to hit Douglas Island and hit Louis Island Pub.
Yeah.
The Alaskan Thursday night for open mic
That's
night.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll show up to open mic night with my Zippo. Who knew I had an instrument to play? I'll back you with a Zippo.
Sounds good. We'll find a way to work it in. Don't you worry about it. You show up with a Zippo, we'll come up with something.
I'll have no hairspray in my hair just in case. Those are the things you got to, you know, to be an
tragic.
Artist.
Yeah. I never want to listen to that tune again if some lady lit her hair on fire.
All right. So you got another tune for us?
I do have one more. This last song is called The Illusion, and I like to tell a story behind it. If you haven't noticed, I like telling what each song's about because it's personal, but it's also meant to be shared. And in particular, where I currently am in my situation, I'm up here in Juneau, and I understand fully that I could not have done it by myself, and I don't want anybody to think for a minute that this is all about me, because quite frankly, I don't believe that for a second it is about me to begin with. Me being up here is all a product of getting this record done, which is the fruits of many more people's harder labors than my own, and I'm highly appreciative of that. And a special shout-out goes to Phil Paramore, director of events out at the University of Alaska and head of the Rec Center, and he played an imperial role into getting me out there. And he has made more concessions and done more things for me than I could ever thank him for, and I just hope one day to be able to pay him back a little bit more. If you guys ever want a guitar, you want to see some cool guitars, you go and you see Phil Paramore. He makes guitars. He made one of me. I've got a custom model of his. It's a Firebird spec, and it's
nice.
Just beautiful. It's gold and copper leaf around the edges with a peace sign on the back, and it couldn't be a cooler guitar. So,
that if sounds awesome.
I'm sure he'd custom make you one if you guys wanted to talk numbers with him. There ain't a guy that does it better in the whole world, though, I'll tell you that much right there. So, what a gem you guys have there, and I just want to thank him and all my friends for listening, all you guys for listening, and there is no me without everyone else. And so this last song's The Illusion, and it's all about figuring out the connectivity between everyone, and I understand that it's cliche, but at the same time there is only one people and one love, and I feel like if you're neglecting that or refusing to share it, then you're only kidding yourself and you're only hurting yourself, so... This one's called The Illusion. If you guys liked what you heard, also going to be back here on KRNN next week, starting at 5 o'clock with Miss Katie B. And so we'll be playing a short set, talking about some different things, may bring some new material in to play on that show. So some new things coming, but one more for you tonight. This one's called The Illusion.
They rally the people to build your iron gates, to shelter your friends and keep out the ingrates. So when you feel in your heart and your bones, your value, possessions, and this soul you call home. And I know a heart is a hard thing just to give. Oh, I know, but I can't find another reason to live. No, I won't say it's the worst lie I ever fell into. The illusion of me and me. Check on your stables and keep your spirits pinned up, and shovel your heartbreak and rest in your love. Oh, and keep fear least
an arm's length away. When wolves come a-walking, just hide in the hay. And I know sometimes these words, they ring out so true. Yes, I do. Ever I see him alive on the other side, and he's waiting for you. I'm telling you the worst lie I ever fell into. The illusion of me and the illusion of you. I'm telling you the worst lie I ever found in soul. I'm telling you the worst lie I ever found in soul. I'm telling you the worst lie, the worst lie I ever tear down their walls and let in some strangers and call off the dogs, cause I'm scared, soaking, sent lost and alone, and sometimes comes out like a wolf's howl and moan. And I know the night can be dark in spite of the moon. Oh, I know, and I know it's one of the hardest things you can do. Yes, I do. But I feel inside of me and inside of you. No illusion of me and no illusion of you.
Wow, that was gorgeous.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. So that's one of your newer ones.
Yeah, and that one's brand new. It's like a week old, I guess. So.
A week old. So where were you when you wrote that? Weren't you heading up to Alaska?
Not yet. I was still living in a furnitureless condo, rolling out the bed mat at night.
The illusion of a bed.
Yeah.
Furniture.
It's nice to have one. I got everything I want on a backpack, and I still feel like I'm living like a king. So I upgraded.
That's great.
Yeah.
So... we're visiting with Harrison B., who's been in the studio here. We've been playing several songs off your debut album, mm-hmm. and then you played a few unreleased tunes live. Mm-hmm. And we'll finish up with you in just a moment after these messages.
Sorry. Check out the new KRNN website at krnn.org. Peruse the program schedule, find out what our DJs have lined up for their shows this week, see the latest playlist, figure out your plans with the now-shared Juno Arts and Humanities calendar, and learn how to get involved with us. That's the new KRNN website at krnn.org.
All right, so we've been, as I said, we've been chatting with Harrison B. here in the studio. It's been great having you here. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been my pleasure to be here. I appreciate Angelina letting me come in and share my music, and I can't thank you enough for the opportunity. So thanks again.
Absolutely. You know, Juno is going to enjoy supporting you and going out and seeing you as many opportunities. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know after Juno, you're heading up to Anchorage, right? Mm-hmm. And playing a few shows there.
Yeah, and that's an ever-increasing list of dates. I got a guy, a booking agent up there booking me out up in Anchorage. And
fantastic.
Then trying to go play an old airport, air hangar show up in Trapper Creek with a buddy of mine. And then I'm still... trying to hammer down a date with the Fairview Inn in Talkeetna, so making it up that far.
Great. Well, you know, I wish you, everyone, the listeners, everybody's wishing you all the best. This is a great album, and we're, you know, I can tell you, just listening to the unreleased stuff, the stuff that you played here in this studio, I can't wait for the second album already. It'll be great.
Can I sell a couple of these first ones first? And
yeah.
Back in and make a second.
Yeah. So let's just go ahead and let folks know again.
Sure.
They can find your. They can obviously come out and see you play live and buy a CD from you there.
Yes. And yeah.
Personally. Autographed and addressed to whoever's. Hi,
sure.
Mom. And also, you've got a ReverbNation.com. What is that? Forward or backslash?
/ Harrison B. Harrison as in Ford and B as in the letter.
All right. And so they can preview your songs. They can click on, I think your stuff you said is on CD Baby.
So you can buy it on Amazon MP3. Just go to Amazon.com, type in Harrison B. My album will pop up. Same thing with CD Baby. And like I said, it'll be on iTunes. They just take a little bit longer to get things up. For whatever reason, that's another thing I'm learning as I go along. I should have got it to them a little sooner. But there's a mail order link on the Facebook page, which is linked with Reverb Nation. But you get to that Facebook page and click on the Order Now tab. There's a PayPal button. You fill it out. It's a secure transaction, and we'll mail order you that disc. So
fantastic. And then also all your show posting, you'll keep that pretty current on your Facebook and Reverb Nation.
And Reverb Nation, those are the two.
Great. All right. Well, like I said, again, thanks so much for coming in. This is what, you know, KRNN loves to do, is to bring musicians on and showcase what you guys do.
Sure.
And, you know, Juno's awesome about supporting musicians of all kinds, and so it's such a pleasure to have you come up here from Tennessee and playing around in Alaska and coming back to visit us.
Sure, it's a pleasure to be here, and I look forward to everything that's about to unwind. So.
And he's blending in. He's got his extra tufts on, so he's prepared.
Only pair of shoes I brought up here. I knew I didn't need nothing else.
Great. Well, is there anything else you want to give anyone you want to give a shout out to?
Appreciate my friends up here listening on the radio. Also, everybody back home, Mom, Dad. Heather, everybody, I appreciate y'all being here, and we'll talk to y'all later on.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Harrison. Yeah. All the best to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we are going to get back into some more music. We had Harrison B here. It's what a fun first half of the show, and I've got about 45 minutes left. And this is Angelina, your host of Tideline on Wednesday nights, and tonight I've got we're going to move into. Oh, I think the first set I've got a little bit of new music in there, and this is kind of a first set. Harrison kind of kicked us off with power vocals, like powerful voices, songs that kind of make you stop and you're like, ooh, I got to hear what he's singing about. I got to play that new one by Adele just because it's beautiful. It's painful sounding. And then I've got new stuff out by the Waylon Jennies, and I'm going to throw in some new stuff by Tiff Merritt, and then I just am a big fan of rockabilly, as you may know if you tune into my show. So I'm going to play some Imelda May because she's been kind of touring on her. I think she was recently just on NPR, and she's fantastic. Irish rockabilly, what's not to love? So let's get started. This is Someone Like You, and the song is by Adele off her 21 album, and it's fantastic.
I heard that you're settled down.